joined now by Associate Professor Jerry Karansis, from the School of Psychology at Deakin University to discuss the matter. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, pleasure.
So in your article, you discussed how scary we feel relating to attachment figures. Can you explain what these are?
So attachment figures are people that we turn to, especially in times of distress, but also in times where, you know, we want to celebrate our successes. But we turn to them for love, comfort, and just to feel secure. And we essentially turn to people for these particular needs from the time we're born. Mm-hmm. And it starts with our parents. And then as we grow up, we maintain those needs with parents, but it becomes a wider network of people that we want that from. It then can become friends, and in adulthood, it often becomes a romantic partner when we become involved in romantic relationships.
Mm-hmm. And so what affects our relationship with attachment figures? Like what can affect our view of them?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, what can affect like how we, you know, view our attachment figures, whether they be romantic partners or otherwise?
Well, I mean, it depends a little bit on the interactions that we have with them, mm-hmm. and the kind of cues they're giving us. But to some extent, it also depends a little bit on how we learn about our relationships from fairly early on in life. So those early interactions we have with our parents in those early years of life can help develop our early thinking and our feelings around how we interact with people. So if we're with someone who's consistently, you know, rejecting of us or makes us feel foolish when we need help, then we become quite distrusting of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think that anyone is going to be reliably there for us. And also, we don't like to open up to them emotionally or to anyone else for that matter, because we're always concerned that someone is just going to cut us down and is going to reject us when we express our needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the other hand, you can have other people who they kind of provide support and help when you need it, but they don't often provide the right level of support. Like you come away going, well, they kind of tried to help, but I still feel quite satisfied.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they're there for you and you think that was terrific, and other times they just seem preoccupied with other things and they're not there for you. So you tend to develop a sense of kind of anxiety,
mm-hmm.
around whether you people will be there for you or not, and whether you're actually, you know, worthy of love and affection.
Yeah.
So that can really, you know, impact on the way that you view and do relationships going forward.
So now, Jerry, you mentioned in your article, and you've talked a bit about this, attachment avoidance and attachment anxiety.
Right.
What characterizes these, you know, traits?
Okay, so we tend to think that people's attachment styles, so their typical pattern of how they think and feel in relationships, is kind of underpinned by these two factors, attachment anxiety and avoidance. And you can be high or low on both of those, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about people who are really high on attachment anxiety, the characteristics of these people is they have a real need for approval. They often become very heavily involved in a romantic relationship where they kind of want to always be around the partner. They don't want to let them out of their sight. They can become very frustrated or angry when the partner may be paying attention or concentrating on other things other than the partner. Now, remember, this is at extreme levels.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then when we talk about attachment avoidance, the kind of characteristics around them is that they are often very uncomfortable being emotionally close with people and sharing intimate things. They can be very self-reliant. So they think that their best friend is themselves and that's the only person that they can trust. They can sometimes come across as if, you know, they're doing better than what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So they can often be somewhat closed off. And they really do have a chronic distrust of other people.
Right.
They find it really, really hard to make sure that someone is going to be there for them when they need them.
So, Jerry, how can we get a read on our own, you know, how we deal with relationships? How can we kind of understand our own behaviors and contextualize our relationships around those?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, and it's pretty tricky because it requires that people have some degree of self-insight, right?
It's a hard one.
And, yeah, it is a hard one. And what we know is that many of the things that I've spoken about, we often do on an unconscious level. Like, for example, if you're someone who is more higher on attachment avoidance, you may be quite standoffish with people because you're not trusting of them, or maybe because you want to feel emotionally cut off. But you don't realize you're doing it at the time. that you are being standoffish and cut off, and then you turn around and say, see this person here? They don't want to have anything to do with me. Mm. But you might be giving off signals that the person is picking up on. And let's say you had someone else watching the interaction, that might turn around and say, well, actually, you were pretty cut off then. You know, in fact, if anything, you may have come off as you are standoffish. And you as a person might be quite surprised by that and go, well, I didn't mean that. I was feeling uncomfortable. So that unconsciousness is a real challenge. And related to that, we often behave in ways that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes.
Right. So you got to get unstuck. So one of the things that can be helpful is some kind of education as to what attachment styles are. And then when you find out about them, is it then gets you to reflect on the kinds of characteristics that you may have that match on.
Absolutely.
We have developed a lot of, really reliable kind of questionnaires that people can fill in that can tell you a little bit about your attachment style. And the other thing is, I think with those who you trust around you, and I realize that for people who are more insecure in their relationships, it's harder to trust others. But the reality is that we all have people that we trust more than others.
Yeah.
For some of us, we're very trusting of everybody. But for some of us, although we may be largely distrusting, there is the odd person out there who we go, well, this is a person that I like to be around, that I can count on more than others. And you can always have a conversation with them. But I think the real thing is that you need to be ready for that.
Right.
If you're not ready to talk about those things, then you don't want to be opening up a Pandora's box that you're not willing to deal with.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, pretty tricky. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to help describe it a little bit more and make a bit more sense of it.
Yeah, my pleasure.